Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, sir.
I knew
How are
you were
you?
There somewhere.
I knew you knew that.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
Are you not at Channel 9 this morning?
I am not. I am on vacation. I'm waiting for Joe and Mika. We were heading off to the Cape Cod together, but so I'm getting things set up.
Listen, I don't want to out our friend Lou, but he's had some work done on his hair. I know he hasn't talked about it.
A little bit.
And the president is going to start tweeting about it in the next 10 to 15 right. minutes.
You know, I own the whole hair thing. Can I tell you? I'm like Joe Buck. I had the second procedure.
What's the second procedure?
Well, when
you
I
had your
the
breast done,
it was always.
I mean, I think you look fabulous. I'll say that.
Thank you. When we did it, it was always even you know after we got done, the top of my head, the little crown, you know, a little friar patch in the back.
Friar patch, okay, yes.
That has been eliminated by my man, Dr. Yates.
Guy knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
He does. I'm telling you, Steve. When you're ready, you let me know.
They have to send out for extra hair. In my case, I've waited a little too long. By the way, the latest distraction tweet from the president, crime and killings in Chicago have reached such epidemic proportions that I'm sending in federal help. 1,714 shootings in Chicago this year. I believe some of the gang members have had work done.
So he's back on Chicago now?
Yeah, well, it's tweet after tweet after tweet to try to bury the stuff from yesterday that he did.
Incidentally, I know he's going to probably take credit for this, but there is a big news conference today with Eddie Johnson and the U.S. Attorney and Kim Fox. They're announcing a new crime initiative. So I don't know if he's trying to take credit for that.
Well, of course he is.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet he is. Rose is on the phone. Good morning, Rose. You're Lou's first call. What's your issue?
Good morning. I bought a house, and it's vinyl sided, but on the bottom by the foundation, there's spots where there's holes that appears to be looking like it got nicked by lawnmowers. I was told that I could actually buy a piece of siding, vinyl siding, and glue it, like cut a piece that's bigger than the hole. What type of glue would I use?
Well, I mean, what would concern me, in other words, if you're trying to cover the foundation all the way down to the ground, you're going to want to use something that's a little bit more sturdy and probably looks different than the siding. If that gap, say, is like 6 inches or 8 inches, maybe what would make more sense would be a piece of vinyl trim. There's a product called AZEK, which you buy it like a piece of wood, but it's actually 100% PVC. And you could put that over the top of the foundation wall as a piece of trim that you could paint. As far as glue to use, you could use Gorilla Glue, makes a caulk-type adhesive that would be great. The biggest issue is when you apply it, you have to somehow figure out how to apply pressure to it for at least 3 hours, whether it's a couple cinder blocks to kind of lean up against it. That pressure activates the glue. Once it dries, not going to come off.
Speaking of glue, my registration sticker on my license plate, the corner is peeled back. Should I Gorilla Glue that?
You should not only Gorilla Glue that, you should take a razor knife and make 2 or 3 slits across the sticker itself, because there's a rash of people that steal the stickers.
Okay.
And so if you have a thing peeling away, they can peel it off and then put it on their license plate and you're done. If you slice it with a utility knife like 2-3 times, when they go to peel it away, they only get like a little piece of a corner and then they move on.
Oh, this is obviously not the first. This is not the first time you've stolen a license plate.
No. Hey, man, guys got to save a buck.
I believe it. The bear wants to know, how can you put latex paint over oil paint?
Sand it. And then use a primer first to seal over the top of it, a stain-killing primer like Bullseye or Kills first, and then you can do it.
Is there a pest product that they sell at, I don't know, my convenient Ace Hardware that covers silverfish and spiders?
Yes. There is, Raid makes a product called Raid Max Bug Barrier. that comes in a spray bottle that you can use as a perimeter spray inside and or outside your home. Zero odor, and it's clear liquid that really does a nice job, and you just apply that once a month.
It's called Raid Max.
Raid Max.
Because you know what happens. Lou brings up a product that we get calls till 10 o'clock about it.
Bug barrier.
Okay, the Raid Max bug barrier,
Raid
people.
Max bug barrier.
Write it down, people. And then finally this from the 269. Hey, Lou, do I need a new butt? Mine has a crack in it.
Oh. Oh. No.
What's the list?
Enjoy your butt. Enjoy your butt.
What are you doing for the 4th?
Just spending time with family. Got all the kids together. My daughter's been, one of our daughters has been out in California working for the summer. And so she came back in. So we have her for the 4th of July weekend. So it'll be nice. Right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, we get to this point, it's just about getting everybody together.
Yeah, and they'll take as many as you can get. That's why Lou had 5 kids, so eventually at least one of them would always come home for a holiday.
Exactly. Yeah. It was planned out.
All right, all the best, man. Happy 4th.
You too. Happy 4th, everybody.
Just ahead of a call from our forefathers for the 4th of July. Our forefathers will be on the phone in just a second.
Cool.
Yeah. All 4? I don't know. I don't know. This is a real test of Lise. Today we have David and Lise filling in for Jake and Sandberg.
Yes.
And they could be out by the end of the show. I mean, so far they're doing really well.
Yeah, they're doing well.
But Lisa's first booking, she says, "You got to do this for me. You got to do our forefathers." And I said, "Well, it's the 4th of July. I'll take a shot."
This will be good. I'm surprised you guys got them. Wow.
This is the first one, yes. Hello. Good morning to all of you. Hello. And happy 4th to put the people there on the radio.
I thought this was our forefathers.
Yes. That is what I'm the number one. I'm a regional Indian here.
Okay.
I'm Chickpea. I'm a Chickpea Indian. And
what are you, hummus?
On reservation in Poconos.
Okay. Are any of the other fathers there?
Yeah, this is number two. How you doing? Good morning, Tom. I came over and went to New York City.
Uh-huh.
And then I did. They said, "Go west, young man, go west." And I did. I went as far as I could in America, and I've lived in Philadelphia ever since.
Okay, all right. So we have an Indian and a cowboy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, it's an actual Indian person of Indian heritage.
Right, Eastern Indian.
An Eastern Indian,
yes.
And a cowboy.
No. My accent has changed a little bit.
Okay, I see. So you were originally a
Native American?
A Native American?
That's what I say. Don't you know what chickpea is?
Yeah, of course. It's hummus. Well, who is our third forefather?
Hi, good morning to you.
Who?
I'm from just the bottom of the boat. I come over on my ship. I had a 2 kind of pumpkin pie when I arrived in New York City. Now I live in a North and a South Carolina. Got a 2 homes and a 28 kids.
Well, that's fantastic.
I'm a number 3.
Yes. So, friend of Christopher Columbus.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you could tell because of the authentic Italian accent.
Yeah.
So was he, when he said he was on the boat, was it like the Nina or the Pinta?
I think though he sounded more Santa Maria to me.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Who is our fourth forefather?
Yes, good morning. It's such a pleasure to finally talk to you. We get together every year to do this. I was the last one to arrive.
Uh-huh.
We were going to actually land on Plymouth Rock, but I was about, I think, a mile and a half away from that, and I ended up at Plymouth Gravel and Sand Corporation.
Where he's been the CEO forever.
Exactly, and I have a home in Wattleboro, Vermont. I just stayed in the New England area. I just seem more comfortable to me.
So we have a rich guy,
yes,
and a Native American,
yes,
and an Italian guy, mm-hmm, and who is the fourth?
This guy.
I'm originally from England. I thought you could tell.
Yeah. It's funny, the fourth forefather sounds like James Mason to me.
I thought he sounded like a leprechaun.
I was thinking Burgess Meredith is the penguin.
Okay, I was not realizing there would be a trivia contest during this, but I will play your game.
All right, so the four forefathers will be meeting where? Are you having a dinner?
Yes, we actually get together every year, mm-hmm, and we go to Philly. Do you want to tell him, cowboy?
Yeah, they usually come by me because I have cattle in Philadelphia.
All right. So you're going to like a Steak and Shake, or what are you doing?
No, no. I raise cheesy beef.
Cheesy beef? Sure, cheesesteaks.
Yeah, I do it. I got two kinds of steer. I got with and without.
That particular joke is really funny if you know Philadelphia.
Yeah. With.
With, without, with.
Right.
Let's thank all four fathers. Would you pass that on for me?
Oh, yeah, no problem there. Thank you for having us on. I hope your holiday's a good one.
Happy 4th.
I think my favorite part was his laugh.
I think I've got to talk to Lise. Standing by on the phone, Scott Paddock. I want to get Scott on here quick for a plug for the weekend's Drag Nationals going on. But that sounded wrong, didn't it? The Drag Nationals, where a bunch of guys in women's clothes run really fast out at the Joliet Speedway. You thought about that, Scott, as a promotion?
Hey, you know, we'll try anything once.
Scott Paddock, happy 4th of July weekend. The NHRA Route 66 Nationals are happening. Give me the rundown. I know you started yesterday with a bunch of prep. Don't you have fireworks or something tonight?
No, it kicks off July 6th through 9th.
So it's next weekend.
Yeah, fastest form of motorsports on the planet returns right here to Joliet, Illinois, and you can have a front row seat to watch these nitro-methane-fueled dragsters go from 0 to 335 miles an hour in under 4 seconds.
Yeah, and all of them with their own chutes, because if not, they'd still be flying.
That's right. That's right.
You know drivers. How different are the drivers of these rockets as opposed to the regular, you know, NASCAR rides?
Well, these guys are nuts, quite frankly, you know. But I will tell you, you will not find a more fan-friendly or accessible professional athlete than NHRA drivers. They say every ticket is a pit pass, and that's true. Once you get in, you watch the action on the track, and then you have a front row seat to watch these world-class crew chiefs and mechanics break down these engines and rebuild them. The drivers are doing question and answer sessions, signing autographs, posing for pictures. They're just great. They really get it.
Yeah, and by the way, the full four-day pass, you can get that for kids' tickets for $33. You can take the family and not break the bank.
That's right. Single-day tickets are available, too. And, this is the one time of year. This is a bucket list kind of event, probably the favorite one I do. And you know what these drivers will tell you, Steve, that the G-force impact they feel at the starting line is analogous to what a astronaut feels during liftoff of the space shuttle. So imagine having a front row seat to view that kind of action.
Get premium parking, too, if you want. If you've ever looked for a parking space in Chicago for an hour and a half, just drive to Joliet for the parking thrill.
Well, we've gotten better at the fundamentals, so it's easy to get in and out of the facility, easily, conveniently located there on right off Interstate 80 and 355. So going to be a lot of fun next weekend.
All right, NHRA Route 66 Drag National. Since I thought it was this weekend, can I just come out and run really fast?
You can. As long as you sign a liability waiver, Steve, we'll let you take a ride on the strip.
Getting out of this chair is a liability waiver this year. All right, website for you guys, or website for all information related to what
you do? Sure, Route66Raceway.com or call 888-629-RACE. It's the 20th running of our national, so we're bringing back a lot of the former legends, including the Mongoose, Tom McGuinn, and a lot of others to help celebrate that anniversary.
I mean, you don't have to call them names. All right, Scott, thanks. You're always welcome here.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call.
It's a very special Dr. Kevin Most appearance. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better. I have edema on my thigh. By making medicine better. And Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. Thanks for doing this on a Friday. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. You know, Andre and Dave were talking about fireworks, I think it was yesterday morning, and I thought, wow, I dropped the ball and didn't tee this one up earlier, so I apologize.
Oh, please. This guy puts out like 5 or 6 pages of notes that the listeners can read every week, you know, on whatever we talk about on the air.
Absolutely.
So you have nothing to apologize for. All right, so fireworks. Look, fireworks and safety don't sound like two words that should go together, but there are things you can do because we accept the reality that people are going to go and do this in their neighborhoods all over. So what are some simple things to keep in mind?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm down in North Carolina right now where fireworks are legal, and I can tell you
it's every corner you can buy fireworks. So in Illinois, where they're not legal, be really careful about what you're purchasing, because at least buy legal fireworks because they at least have been checked. So that's probably one of the most important things for people that are going to do it.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. So drive over the border, get the ones from the stores that have to follow some sort of regulations.
Correct. Versus the guy in the parking lot that you're buying it out of the back seat of his car.
There you go.
Or his trunk. Yep. But that's just a general topic. Really, what we're more concerned about is how can we keep individuals safe when doing something, like you said, that is unsafe. You know, and you said fireworks safety, those two don't go together so much. I'd say that fireworks safety and alcohol go together even worse. So just kind of be careful there, because, you know, you want to celebrate on the holiday, but we want to keep you as well as the people around you safe if you are going to use these things that can be potentially dangerous.
I was taking a road trip to Atlanta a couple of years ago and driving, and I was in southern Kentucky, and one of my favorite billboards ever, next exit, fireworks, guns, alcohol, and gas.
Yeah, in that order.
All in one convenient stop.
Yeah.
Andrea, what do you want to ask Doc?
Doc, those, when we were younger, yeah, our parents never wanted us to do any, play with any sort of, you know, firecracker.
Oh, at your house.
Especially sparklers.
My father called me the ignition.
Snakes. Are those okay for kids? I mean, are the sparklers okay and the little things, the poppers and
no.
The snakes? Okay.
No. That's the biggest one I would be concerned about is sparklers. Kids love sparklers. Even you see these little kids running around with them. We have to realize that these things are burning at 1,500 degrees. They can easily do damage to skin. The particles that are being pushed off can do damage to the eyes. And you have young children that really don't have a good sense of what it is and how hot it is, and they're running around with these things. So not only can they do damage to themselves, they can do damage to others. You know, I really recommend parents stay away from sparklers and give the kids glow sticks. Give them something that they can have fun with, that they're not going to harm anybody.
Yeah, and by the way, those glow sticks are going to last for a while, and your seven-year-old's going to go, well, this is more fun anyway.
You can get a tube of those at the dollar store and make them like glow bracelets, too, or glow necklaces.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
At Andrea's House of Crafts?
From the dollar store.
Okay.
They can have fun. They can have a lot of fun things to do with them. But probably another one of the big things is goggles. You know, we'll spend hundreds of dollars on fireworks, but yet we won't take a couple dollars to buy eye protection for everyone that's going to be around.
That's a good point.
Because damage to the eyes is probably one of our biggest concerns.
I wear a welder's helmet all weekend, the 4th of July. It's because my neighborhood's not safe.
What about damage to the ears with fireworks for little kids like Abigail Grace?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Should little kids go to fireworks shows?
No, you know, if they are, make sure that they're back far enough. You know, you have hearing that's developing right now. And like we're going to talk about Monday, the importance of the hearing in their ears for our balance as well. And also, don't forget about your dogs, to be honest with you. I mean, hate to be like Steve Dale or whatever, but dogs have very sensitive ears as well. So kids and dogs, keep them away from those firecrackers. They can do damage to their ears.
I hadn't thought about that. Steve Dale would have covered it.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Dale's going to think you're taking his act. All right, now there's all sorts of fireworks you can buy. You got your bottle rockets, you got your bigger ones, but then a few of these are duds. If you have a firework that you light and it doesn't go off, what do you do? Move?
Move.
Because it may go off eventually, and who's going to go pick it up?
It could, and that's the thing. Someone's going to run, and some of these kids go, oh, that one didn't go off, and they'll run and pick it up because they don't know any better. You know, those are the ones that adults have to be right on top of, have water there, douse it with water, and then take it and put it into a water source to really just make sure that it's out and cannot be relit again.
Like a water bucket.
Because, see, we had a cousin named Dougie who was responsible for all these things.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's go get Dougie.
Nice. Because what often will happen is that wick will go out, and now you have a shorter fuse, and you don't have people light them. They don't have time to throw them. They don't have time, and that's when you get damage done to your hands, which is very concerning.
What was the name of that NFL lineman?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago.
Completely changed his career and his life.
Yeah, I mean, he's bounced back from it, but he lost his right index finger.
Yeah, and messed up his hands in general.
Yeah, he missed, I think, about half the season in 2015.
Burns, let's say the worst thing happens and you get some superficial burns. What's a burn treatment look like?
Well, you know, if it's just a simple, close, superficial burn, you know, putting cold water on that and then putting ice on it like you would for any thermal burn. But be really careful if it's a burn around the eye. We want to see those in the emergency room because although you may think that it's just the skin around the eye, often these particles can get into the eye and cause corneal abrasions and cause irritation. And try not to treat that at home and try not to let the child rub their eye. Burns that blister, we want to see as well because people always say, do I break the blister? Do I not break the blister? What do I do? So we need to make sure that we check that as well.
All right, let's go through a couple picnic items as well. You know, big 4th of July cookout sort of weekend. You're leaving food outside in the sun, you're asking for trouble, right? So even if you place it on an ice bed, you're in trouble?
Well, really, we kind of look at saying anything that's out in the sun for 4 hours, if it's on an ice bed, the stuff down close to the ice bed is going to stay cool, but that's not necessarily what's going to happen to the food on the top where it's actually being scooped from. So 4 hours in any sun, even on an ice bed, I would say be very, very careful and kind of stay away from it. You know, the big one that people don't really realize that's kind of interesting is watermelons. You know, this is a great watermelon time, but yeah. You can't imagine how much bacteria is on the outside of a watermelon. But how many people wash that 10-pound watermelon?
You're going to ruin watermelon for me? Wait a minute.
Well, I'm just going to tell you to wash the outside.
So rinse off the outside of your watermelon.
Correct. And do a heavy kind of a good scrub on it as well, because bacteria that have been sitting in the soil can get on that. You don't even notice it. Now that's on your hand. You're not really concerned about eating the watermelon, but now you have that bacteria on your hand.
I actually take the 10-pound watermelon in the shower with me. You know, and
I was going to say, shower it down. I don't know if this makes a difference, Dr. Most. I usually put M80s in the watermelon. We stand in a circle, and when it explodes, we all get watermelon.
Right, everybody eats. Yeah.
Is the bacteria gone then? The what?
The glass of vodka that
yes.
you hold there?
You're yes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you brought up something else, and I forgot about this before we leave fireworks, and John's highly insightful question just reminded me of it, and that is that we have designated drivers. There ought to be a designated fireworks person that's not drunk.
Right.
Absolutely, 100%. And to be honest with you, you know, going back to the sparklers, each child should have a designated adult that watches them.
Right.
You get 5-6 kids running around with sparklers, unfortunately, something bad's going to happen, and you're going to live with that the rest of your life saying, how stupid were we to sit and drink beers while we were watching these kids run around with these things? They can still have fun, but make sure you have great supervision.
All right, let's get back to food poisoning. Deviled eggs, no?
No, no way.
They're nasty,
you know,
anyway.
They're so gross.
They are.
Oh,
I love them.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
And they stink, too.
Well, you know, any kind of egg product I'd be really careful with, although deviled eggs, they are cooked, but you still have other mustard and creams in there that can cause bacteria to generate pretty quickly toxins that are going to cause major stomach problems.
How about the potato salads, you know, anything with mayonnaise?
Yeah.
How long should those sit out before you really shouldn't eat them?
Well, it
anymore?
Depends. Do you want to get rid of the people that have been at your house all day?
Our family, we're doing a party on Sunday, and I know the food's going to be out from 2 o'clock until whenever, and then late at night everyone goes back and starts, you know, eating again.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of, you know what, unless you're in the middle of a park, keep your food inside the house. People can eat outside, but keep it inside the house for them to come and get it. To put it out on tables and sit in the sun doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. And then the other thing, Caesar salads, which are great at this time of the year, that's a salad I only get at a restaurant. When you have raw eggs in the sun, it's not a good combination.
I blame the chickens. Yeah. And as far as barbecuing your meat, your you know, grilling out in general, cook everything to what temp?
160, and that's another interesting one. You know, when people cook for their family, they're cooking 3-4 burgers, and they know kind of the timing of it. But now when you have 20 people over at your house and there's people in line waiting for it, we have a propensity to undercook food. So just be really careful there. The E. coli in there is not good. But, I don't want to be a downer for anybody.
Well, you've already accomplished that.
I was going to say, this
no,
is over.
Not,
I can't
no.
even eat a deviled egg.
Okay.
Bring on Labor Day.
Mr. Watermelon Exploder.
It's let's just be safe and let's just think a little bit. And I think, you know, kids will be safer with the fireworks if we really think about it. And, John, you made a point that
you know, M80s. I hate that thing.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of noise. It can do a lot of damage. And like you said, you know, we've had NFL football players who have had their digits blown off. So you can imagine the damage that that can do to a child.
Now, if you happen to be in North Carolina in the greater Raleigh neighborhood, or area, I should say, and you get to Doug's neighborhood, all of his guests are wrapped in bubble wrap and are 1,000 yards away from anything exploding or that uses a mayonnaise base. Because he has a safe party. No, listen, I've known Doc for a long time. He and I are friends. He's a good time.
But let me just clarify something, Doc. You said, and you need us to go over the border to get the legal fireworks and bring them back where they are illegal?
That's exactly what he said.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he's suggesting, because he knows you're going to blow them up. So at least do it the right way by smuggling them into Illinois.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm going to write you a new song, Doc Mos.
Okay.
We ruined the 4th of July. Christmas, say bye-bye.
Have a great weekend, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Thanks, you guys.
It's Dr. Kevin Mos, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Those are all sensible, logical moves.
I never thought about watermelon.
I never thought about watermelon.
No, I know.
And even though I do shower with watermelon.
I
wasn't a safety thing.
Watermelon on a rope.
Even a safety thing. I just like taking a watermelon into the shower with me. You know, some people have those comfort animals. I have a comfort vegetable or fruit.
I like how you say, you know. Mm-hmm, no, we don't.
I try to board an airplane with a 10-pound watermelon. People go, what's wrong? I go, listen, I get a little anxious.
Slipping all over the place with this thing under your arm.
It makes it tough to shave.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
During that last newscast, I just wanted to alert the White House. I did decide to have my right breast done. I'm not fully committed to the left one yet, but I'm hoping Trump will tweet it out later.
You're getting a lot of work done on the show today.
Hope it doesn't affect admission into Mar-a-Lago. 7:46, two of my favorite people are here, Mark Doyle and Kip. Can I say Kip Doyle? Do you use the last name? What name are you using now? Yeah, get on that mic for
get
me.
Get on the mic.
There you go. What name are you using?
I'm using Kip Doyle.
Kip Doyle, okay. All
right. Doyle.
But you got your whole professional life all leading up to this. I would want to not respect that.
Thank you.
Mark, of course, started a little something called Rags of Honor. How many years now?
4 years.
4 years. And how many homeless vets have you been able to help?
We have hired 58 veterans since opening our doors. 50 of them were homeless.
Yeah, how about that? And continue to be what as a company?
We are the largest employer of homeless veterans. And we are a custom silkscreen and apparel company. And we do a lot of work for our good friends, of course, at the Chicago Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. We are now doing work for the Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins.
It's the only reason we support anything the Penguins do is the fact that they did a deal with the
Rags of Honor. Offered to work for them.
Yeah.
And I just want to present the Silver Dome Award to Andrea Darvas.
Oh, That's what I'm here to do.
Andrea, I don't know if you knew this. You're a big winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that's unbelievable. What a shock to all of us. We didn't see it coming.
Yeah. And I've got another one here for somebody else.
Yes, we have awards all over the studio.
But we are a
We're needy like the president.
We are a silkscreen and apparel company. We have our own brand of all made in America, all designed and printed by veterans on our website at ragsofhonor.us.
So, I'm just spitballing.
Yep.
4th of July weekend. Celebrating America's independence.
Just saying.
We wouldn't be independent without the support of our military through all the years that this country has existed. This fine country has existed up until November of last year. all these years to support our veterans, I think a great thing to do would be to celebrate by getting a Rags of Honor shirt or two or three.
I'm just saying, we have a lot of new designs. We got tank tops. We got brand new T-shirts. What better way to celebrate the 4th and celebrate a commitment to our veterans than to buy 15 or 20
Rags of Honor
T-shirts.
Or as we like to call it, the Good Start Package. what website is this?
Ragsofhonor.us.
I didn't hear. What was it?
Ragsofhonor.us.
I should write that down. Ragsofhonor.us. Ah, I got it now. Okay, good. All right. Now, in addition to that, your lovely wife, Kip, who has a million terrific ideas, brought me in a little gift package this
week. She did.
So what is this?
Do you want to tell them?
Yes, of course she does.
So we have Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe. And thank you so much.
And this is a new coffee company.
Yes, it is a new coffee company that sort of expands the mission, starting with we have three veterans. We have Pedro out there who's roasting with our local roaster. And Pedro is a former Marine. And so I want to shout out to him because he is learning how to roast. Actually, Andrea is having a sip of the cold brew
right now. In the coolest little bottle.
Yes.
Styling.
Yeah, it's very retro.
Right.
I got to say, we drink a lot of coffee, Dave. This is a great cup of Joe. A nice, strong, delicious roast. Mm.
So this, you pound this down on a hot summer day. You're going to be
doing a marathon.
Weekend.
They were on the grounds for us. They were on the ground for us. Buy these grounds for them.
I love that. Drink up, support a veteran. All right, so where do we buy it?
Well, here's the thing. We're hoping to be in grocery stores soon, but we want to announce something for all your listeners today. As you know, we ship our T-shirts all over the country. However, shipping bottles of coffee can get very expensive for those. But for any of the businesses listening, what we will do in the Chicagoland area, 2-case minimum. You want the best cold brew you ever had, call the number that my wife is going to give you. We'll have the veteran who roasted it deliver it to you.
Oh, you're kidding?
2-case minimum.
Wow. So you get to shake the veteran's hand.
You get to shake the veteran's hand.
That's a pretty cool idea.
I thought so. You know, I'm an idea guy. You know that.
You know what? And our producer, David, just pointed out the ingredients, too. Single origin coffee, filtered water, and passion.
Oh, very nice.
That is all.
All right. Now, wait a second now. How much is a case?
A case is $40 a case for 12 bottles.
All right. So $40 a case. So let's just order 2 cases here right away.
Yep.
Right off the top so we can get the ball rolling.
Oh, we're talking.
That's perfect. Great. Thanks, guys.
Will you take Dave's credit card?
I'll
go ahead and give you mine.
We can, you know what? Do half on yours and half on his.
But for real,
I'll pick up the whole thing and the tip.
A little tip for the driver.
Good.
What does it taste like? What does it taste
like? See, I like a nice strong cup of coffee. I don't like weak coffee. It's got a delicious roast.
Just like you like your men, strong and caffeinated.
It's almost like an almond taste. It's just a real strong, good, solid.
Is that what you're going for?
Cup of coffee.
It is. Yep. In the cold brew, we use a Colombian bean because it's grown at a higher elevation. It can take a deeper crack. I don't know about coffee, as you can tell.
I'm kidding. Look at a mark. Like, when did this come up?
We have three blends that we're using. Our first blend is the Enlisted blend, which is a medium blend. It's a Brazilian and Ethiopian blend, and then the Outside the Wire, and then our darkest is the Night Ops blend, which is what we use for our cold brew.
It smells nice, doesn't it?
It does smell nice. Yeah. Now, let's out you for a second, because none of these things happen in a vacuum and happen in 30 seconds, even though they're all good ideas. You've been working on a coffee product for veterans for as long as I've known you.
Yeah, for 2 years.
No. It's been longer than that. You went to Africa to research.
Oh, that's right, to Liberia.
Yeah, you were in Liberia trying to strike a deal with the government there.
Yep.
Because some of the best coffee beans come out of Liberia.
You have a good memory.
Yeah, I
remember your stuff.
I killed all my brain cells. Yes, we've been working on a coffee deal for a long time, but specifically.
But my point is, these things take a lot of time and a lot of work, and the payback now comes from folks supporting these veterans because I know you ain't getting rich.
As my brother-in-law likes to state, nobody's trying to make less money than you, Mark.
That's exactly right. But I assume some of the stuff you learned while researching all this with Liberia. Is what you were able to put into the product here, right?
That sort of was what kick-started me on the whole coffee thing.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough to meet Joshua Millman, who owns Passion House Roasters, who is a tremendous guy and a great roaster. And he shared our vision. Reaching out to somebody and saying, I want to start a company with you. We're going to bring homeless veterans in. It could be a little bit scary for people, right?
Sure.
And he said, done, right? So we found the first three. We got Peter Kapura, who is doing our social media, Army, Iraq veteran. As Kippy said, we've got Pedro, who is a Helmand. He deployed to Helmand Province for, I think, 12 months as a Marine.
12 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Afghanistan. Helmand Province is the worst.
Yeah.
The worst place in the country.
Yeah, and we're not talking about humidity. It's a bad place to be deployed. Yeah.
Indirect fire constantly, always under attack. It's a horrible place. And he ended up homeless. He's now back in school. He's got an apartment, and he's working at the roasting facility. And we have another young Marine named Chris Mantis, who's doing all of our our apparel. We'll also be selling T-shirts like the one my wife has on here that says "Stay caffeinated."
But she looks fabulous in everything. How do we know it'll look good on other people?
She does look fabulous in everything. I'm happy to say.
Wow.
It will look good on other people. Made in America, designed. This is one of only three or four made in America camo tees. They're crazy, cool. Right? You can't find them made in America. But we did.
Yeah, so we, so Chris has taken on the design. He's got this kind of a little more edgy style.
Yeah.
So we've incorporated that, sort of the tin can, the old.
Sure.
Yeah, and we're working on that. And then Pete is helping us load all these awesome stories onto the site and onto all the social media. And Pedrito mío, gracias por todo que estás haciendo por nosotros. That's my Pedro back in
How you doing?
That's for my Pedro because he is learning everything about the cold brew, about the process. He's very proud. I'm very proud of him. Teaching him a trade.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how long he's with you guys. Yeah.
Well, that was the reason behind it as well, is because we're teaching 40 or 50 guys along the way on the T-shirt side how to do custom apparel, how to operate the machines, how to do artwork. The craft brewing business for coffee is growing, right? And so I thought, let's just go in a different vertical. And the hope is for us is that we get 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 of these folks who are so good that maybe Intelligentsia or one of the others around town picks them off. And so
Pete's or any of these guys, right? Yeah. So how about you listening, you corporate types, as you go to the week? Don't tell me you got some big thing cooking today. It's Friday before the 4th of July.
Nothing.
Here's all you got to think about today. I'm going into the office. I'm trying to figure out why I'm paying all these people who didn't show up for work today. And you can order 2 cases, have them hand-delivered, get a sense of this, and maybe like buy into the idea and start spreading the word.
Yeah, that'd be great. We've been fortunate enough. Coyote Logistics is a local logistics company who's our first commercial client.
Cousin of Wiley
Coyote.
Actually, they're getting their first order of cold brew on, on Wednesday. So they are looking forward to the cold brew.
Do you have anything else in your refrigerator other than storing this right now?
Nope. It's just that and chocolate chip cookies. All the food groups.
This is how you know it's a good cup of coffee, though. You don't need dead cream or sugar or anything. It's just the coffee.
Unscrew, drink.
Exactly.
Well, and also, let me compliment the T-shirt. The camouflage T-shirt is phenomenal. I bumped into Kip in the hallway. I turn around and she goes, "I am so sorry, I didn't see you."
Wow. So she
did not know.
So a great
she was
way
there.
To disappear this weekend.
Did
I look
not
like the
know.
Curtains, do I?
Yes.
You know what would look great is if you got the camo T-shirt and then you went to the Warrior game sometime over the next week, and if they order today, they could probably get, you know, delivered in time to see the Warrior games next week in their camo tee.
They could come to ragsofhonor.us or call the main number. 312-988-0095. And if we get the order in today, we can have them by Monday, and we print them up.
Fantastic.
I'm getting the T-shirt per month. Will I get that one?
No, you have to pay extra for that because that's the cool one.
Because you blend right in.
Yes, the answer is yes. And David Hochberg, if you're out there, thanks for all you do for us.
Yep.
He rarely is involved with media. I'm sure he's monitoring. Yes, David, in it.
No, I was just going to echo what everybody else has said. It's delicious.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Really enjoying it.
Will it go with kale?
Sure, it'll go with anything.
Okay, as long as
it's
you're
good
happy.
For you.
I could pair it with kale.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are the best as always. Ragsofhonor.us. But what about the Cup of Joe website?
Yeah. Oh, so it's veteranroasters.com. And we actually have a phone number.
Oh, well, what's the phone number?
Yeah, we do. 877.
Yep.
828-7656, and it's actually 877-V-CUP-O-JOE is what it spells, and the V is for veterans.
Okay, 877-828-7656.
That is correct.
All right.
V-CUP-O-JOE.
Order 2 cases.
And
it'll
be
delivered by United
it.
States Marines.
Roger
and you
that.
Know what? We'll bring it in. Maybe we'll throw a T-shirt in with the Stay Caffeinated.
Just saying.
You know, I'm just.
You're supposed to keep an eye on him in the
I know.
Yeah,
now
you're giving away
shocking.
All the problems.
Shocking that we're not millionaires,
I have
isn't
to
it?
Say, though, we had the coffee fest going on,
And everybody came by our booth at the coffee fest, and they all wanted the T-shirts. So I thought,
we didn't sell any coffee, but they stole all the T-shirts.
Buy the coffee. This is a great, great cup of coffee.
All right, I'm going to get her hopped up on two.
Come on, take another. Yeah. Shooter. Oh, give her a shooter.
I'll drink it, trust me.
You guys are the best.
Have a great. What are you doing for the 4th? Anything special? What am I talking about? You're working all weekend.
Of course we're working all weekend. We've got the Warrior games. We will be out there. We've got our son Marco with us for the weekend.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So we'll say hi to him.
I will.
Seen him since the shindig known as your wedding.
The preacher man.
All right, couple minutes for you. And again, ragsofhonor.us or
veteranroasters.com.
And then they'll link back and forth.
Oh,
order
you.
It up. You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, channel 972. Oh, 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 oh. Top man. Bunch of great movies to talk about from Dean's undisclosed location. When will you reveal your location?
It'll soon be revealed.
Like you're doing another show?
Well, like what do you mean?
Like you're going to be on with Steve Harvey or something? You're going to tell him?
I'm waiting for a bigger audience.
Well, we're still number one on this show.
Oh, okay. All right. No, it's something that I'm working on that we don't want to reveal just right at the moment.
So it's top secret. Got it.
It's super top secret. But when once it's on the air, then I can say, hey, remember when I didn't tell you where I was? That's where I was.
Got it. Not even close. I have no idea what I'm talking
about.
Very,
very complicated.
Totally understand now.
I can reveal right now though that I'm working on something. I'm going to be cooking on TV. I'm grilling. I know you're off on Monday. Some of us will be slaving behind a hot barbecue grill. And I'm working on some fantastic recipes right now, things I'm going to be cooking on TV on Monday.
Dean loves to cook. Loves
I do
to
love
cook.
To
He's
cook.
A great cook, too. See? He makes feta burgers.
See, how does this sound to anybody? Grilled watermelon feta cheese and tomato salad.
Oh, yes.
Do you have to say feta?
Yes, you have to say it that way too. You can't say feta.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah, it does
sound pretty good.
I'm going to make a lot of people always ask me my number one cooking question about making grilled corn on the cob because people burn it. They don't, or even worse, they boil it before they serve it. Grilled corn on the cob. I'm going to be doing a pork shoulder to show everyone how to make pulled pork. Which is, it takes a little time, but it's really great.
Are you taking questions? I have a corn on the cob question.
Yes, of course.
When I grill it, I wrap it in tin foil. And before I wrap it in tin foil, I usually throw some garlic salt on it and maybe something else, some sort of seasoning sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the right way to go?
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. I might put a little butter in there also before you wrap it up in the...
Me or on the corn?
On you. Steve likes to be fully basted before any kind of cooking process takes place.
That's summer.
It feels good. It adds to the danger a little bit when you're standing next to a hot grill. Maybe some people like to put a little chili powder in there. Some people like to put a little Parmesan cheese, grated Parmesan cheese inside.
Gunpowder?
But
no.
7 minutes. 7 minutes. Turn the corn like 1/3. 7 minutes. Turn it a third, 7 minutes. Turn it a third. Perfect corn on the cob every single time. You can do it in the foil. You can actually even leave it in the husk. Take the corn that's in the husk, submerge it in water, and then it steams and grills inside the husk. It's a
too much work involved if you're husking after you're cooking. You just want to unwrap that bad boy and eat it.
It's a little messy. It's a little messy when you're trying to serve it and everything. You've got the silk everywhere, but you can do it just in the silk.
And this is the plot of the movie?
No, that's true. We do have to get to the movies. All right, so let's talk movies. What's the biggest movie of the weekend?
Best movie, without a doubt, of the weekend is called Baby Driver. It is maybe one of the most creative films that I have literally ever seen. It's so incredibly entertaining. It's a heist movie. It's a comedy. It's a thriller. And it's a musical. The musical soundtrack of this movie is not just there to enhance a little bit. The music actually becomes a character in this movie. It's not people like singing and dancing like that. but the music that's incorporated in this movie is a character in the movie. It's about this kid, Ansel Elgort, the actor from the Diversity series, is a getaway car driver. Kevin Spacey's a crime boss. He plans these very meticulous crimes, and this kid, who's very quiet, doesn't talk very much, and is constantly has his earbuds in, is listening to music, is the driver for all this. All working out great till love happens for this young man, and things just radically begin to change. But constantly entertaining, so creative, so different. John Hamm is in the movie. Jamie Foxx is in the movie. Kevin Spacey, as I'd mentioned. Definite must-see. Definitely, this is going to be one of the top five movies of 2017.
Pardon the comparison. Is this more of a Get Shorty vibe? Not a great movie, but that kind of vibe, or more of a Heat vibe?
I think more of a Get Shorty kind of vibe.
I love that.
A little bit of a little. It's got more than a little bit of sense of humor. This movie is hilariously funny.
I got to see it.
At times. Yeah, not trying to be a comedy. It's just so cleverly written, so smart. I love Baby Driver.
And cool soundtrack with it as well, obviously?
One of the best soundtracks you're ever going to hear. I promise you that.
Yeah, go to that now. Screw the rest of this show.
Yeah, leave the rest of the show and just go. The other of the best movies of the weekend is called The Big Six. This actor named Kumail Nanjiani, who you know from Silicon Valley, Trump, thank you. From he was on Portlandia, has been on a whole variety of television shows and movies. He is a Pakistani-American, a Muslim Pakistani-American, I might add. It's relevant because this is the real story of how he met his wife in Chicago several years ago when he was doing comedy in Chicago. His now wife, comes to see a show, comedy show that he was doing, stand-up show. And they sort of meet that way. Relationships not really working out. They sort of break up. She winds up going into the hospital and is put into a medically induced coma. He is there every single minute.
This is all true?
This is all a true story. She doesn't know it, but he is at the hospital every single minute. Because he still cares for her, even though they've broken up. Now, that's part of this story. Part of the story also is her American parents were not crazy that she was dating a Muslim Pakistani American. His Pakistani Muslim American parents not so crazy that he wants to date a white girl. They want to set him up, and they are constantly setting him up. Much like they did in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, this movie reminds me of that a little bit, that the Pakistani parents are trying to set him up with nice Pakistani girls so they can raise nice Pakistani children and blah, blah, blah. So it's this cross-cultural romantic comedy that also is so different from any kind of movie that you've seen before. Also so smartly written, so sweet, so warm. Really lovely movie.
Did you hear who plays the girl's parents, Andre?
Nia Vardalos?
No. Ray Romano and?
And Holly Hunter.
How about that?
Oh, great casting.
Holly Hunter. Yeah, the American parents. Ray Romano in maybe the best dramatic role that I've seen him in. He's funny, but also he shows off some dramatic chops in this. And
he was pretty good in Men of a Certain Age. The show never caught on, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, if you only know him from Everybody Loves Raymond, 10 times more complex character. And Holly Hunter is amazing. There's just this whole movie, and shot in Chicago. Much of the movie shot in Chicago, by the way. And, amazingly so, a true story. This is really how Kumail Nanjiani met his wife, Emily V. Watson. She's a screenwriter. She co-wrote the movie with him. So there's a really strong, like, female perspective of this whole story. But in the movie, the girlfriend is played by Zoe Kazan, who is the granddaughter of the legendary Ilya Kazan.
What a whacked out cast.
And bring it back to the Greeks.
Yeah, it's great.
Sick is really great as well. All right, anything else you want to mention for the weekend?
The Beguiled is directed by Sofia Coppola. It's a dramatic romance about it's a remake of an old Clint Eastwood movie about a Union soldier who is injured. He's taken in by a group of students and the teachers in a southern school for girls during the Civil War. As they're nursing him back to health, turns out some of their interest is in more than just this injured soldier's health. Beautiful, beautiful movie. The story is very interesting. It's well acted. I liked The Beguiled. I gave it a B. And also for the kids this weekend, Despicable Me 3, which is, you know, plenty entertaining for the kids. Steve, I know you love your Minions.
I do. Well, Dave wants me to take him to this.
I do.
Five times.
Please.
So we'll consider it. Are you on Sunday?
I am on Sunday. I'm going to be on Sunday, and we're going to replay the interview that we did the other day with Kumail Nanjiani, Gesundheit. And we've got a panel of critics. You've heard about this Hedy Weiss controversy that's going on, where the Steppenwolf Theater and now a group of other theaters want to boycott Hedy Weiss because they didn't like a review that she did. We have a panel of critics. We have the people who are have organized this boycott. Hedy Weiss has declined our invitation to join us on the show, but it's going to be an interesting discussion about the role of critics and, you know, do critics go too far and, you know, that sort of thing.
All right, buddy.
I personally think that critics don't go far enough. Ask Mel Gibson.
Right. I know you feel that way. And by the way, Dean will also be doing the fireworks on the 4th of July on Tuesday night, a show right. that I used to be regularly featured on and then right. was dropped like a bad habit.
Yep. Yep, yep. I don't know what you did. I don't know who you, I don't know who you made mad. Something, but
apparently everyone.
You and Paul Conrad, I think, used to do this together, right?
Yeah. Well, I did it once with you too. Thanks for remembering. And at some point, and we had a good time. We had a lot of laughs, and obviously, they're going for the more dramatic side of Dean.
When I do my one-man Statue of Liberty show, it's uncomfortable to have other people around me, especially, you know, if they're my friends. When I put the Statue of Liberty gown on, when I go through the full electrolysis, you know, before I put the gown on, it's awkward. I just don't want anybody around. So I said to the management, if you don't mind, I like to do it solo. When you ask, it's Tuesday night, 4th of July. I will show the fireworks live on Channel 9 at 9:30.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Without Steve.
Without me.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Under budget, ahead of schedule.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Where essentially I'm the president.
On Chicago's very own.
I love Chicago. I know Chicago.
720 WGN.
Don't drag us into your mess. Standing by on the phone now is Rich Curtis from the Warrior Games, which are about to get underway and they're going to run for the next week plus in Chicago. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Can't get any better.
You a competitor?
I am. Yes, sir. I'm an athlete.
Which event?
Wheelchair basketball, swimming, track, and alternate for cycling.
Also, of course, we want to thank you for your service, but where did you serve and what was the nature of your injury?
So I'm still active duty. I'm currently stationed in Newport, Rhode Island, as part of the Naval War College. So my injury, I'm what we would call an invisible. So you can't see my wound. I had brain surgery in 2011 as a result of a golf ball size benign brain tumor.
Wow.
If we're standing talking to each other, with the exception of being 100% deaf on my left side, you'd never know that I was a wounded warrior.
And the effect on your life is such that this is sort of the therapy as much as anything, I'm sure. Getting involved, getting competitive, moving, being athletic, it's all good, right?
Absolutely. But one of the benefits of this too is, as I mentioned, you know, society, I'm sure you guys probably even thought, hey, Wounded Warrior is going to be joining us. And you might've envisioned an amputee or somebody in a wheelchair or crutches, but the Wounded Warrior Games. And for me in particular, when I joined the team, I met other people who were invisibles. And part of the therapy is we don't judge each other. We, you know, you're here for a reason. You've fought your demons, emotional, spiritual, mental, physical. So that's really cool to be around. The first time in 6 years that somebody hasn't really just kind of judged me for my injuries because sure. They can't see them. So that's the therapy part that sometimes goes with not just the athletic recovery, but that piece too, the mental piece.
Amen to that, my friend. It's going to be a great run here. It starts today, goes through July 8th. By air, by land, by sea, you go to dodwarriorgames.com. You get the full lineup. Tomorrow night, Soldier Field kickoff concert with Blake Shelton and Kelly Clarkson. The opening ceremonies will be hosted by Jon Stewart, so you can see a lot of stars running around town. And I wish you nothing but the best. What's your best event, Rich?
Wow. So I'm the old man in the group, so that's a relative term. I just want to finish, but I'm thinking swimming. I think I'm a little competitive in that one.
Good. Good, good, good. Nothing but the best, nothing but continued health, and thank you for your efforts, your contribution, and for your fight. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your support, and thank you for helping, you know, get the word out there about the Wounded Warrior Games and the Wounded Warrior program. I appreciate that.
DODWarriorGames.com.
It's going to be a great weekend, too. Just a reminder that a lot of the streets are going to be closed around that area for Taste of Chicago as well. So public transportation, there'll be parking at Soldier Field and some of the other events around
Southside's town. Going to be a little nuts.
Yeah, out. And then some of the other events, too, like we mentioned, are along the lakefront and UIC. So check the website because maybe you can hit some of the other games, too, you know, in the other locations.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Do I need a microphone? John DeCoste is here. And John, you and I are co-producing in honor of Hamilton.
Right.
And even though this is nothing like Hamilton, we're co-producing the story of Millard Fillmore.
Millard Fillmore, the musical.
The 13th president of the United States.
Yes.
Millard, the musical. Do we have a promo that we could run for Millard the Musical? David, tell me when you're ready for that. Throw me a thumbs up.
It's the story of a man called by duty.
Millard was born up in Niagara Falls. In Buffalo, joined the Whig Party. Rough and ready, chose him as his VP and won the ballot box stuff full and hearty. Zachary Taylor had a mortal stomach ache, 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 ache. Guess who is the president now? Who needs a home or an office to rent? Now I don't have to spend my own money. But if that's how it's supposed to begin, another president they didn't vote in. I got the White House and I didn't even win. I'm moving in.
Millard, moving in.
Millard, coming soon.
I got to say, the announcer at the end's a little weak. But again, nothing like Hamilton.
Nothing like Hamilton.
Nothing like Hamilton at all. Do you have any idea who's going to play the lead in Millard?
Well,
who are we talking to? Who are we auditioning?
We actually had a couple of people. We talked about this last time, but somebody actually just kind of blew us away. As Millard's wife.
Millard's wife.
The second wife, Carolyn, is Linda Henning, Betty Jo Bradley from Petticoat Junction.
Oh, I had no idea.
She is phenomenal.
How did you get her?
Yeah.
I was just as shocked. She showed up at the VFW hall where we were doing the auditions.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she came in because we had food, but...
but not so much.
No.
And actually, just blew the roof off.
Just blew the roof off, yeah. And Larry from Three's Company.
That's right. Larry from Three's Company may also be involved.
Yeah, and he's, as Millard, he's just kind of unbelievable.
Again, it's Millard, the musical.
It's the story of a man and his son.
My name is Millard, Millard Fillmore. I named my son the very same, even though that name was lame. My son cried Millard. Why Millard Fillmore? I made his life sad, calls me MF, not Dad. Millard Fillmore, he is my son.
Millard, coming soon.
Was the line, "I made his life sad, he calls me MF my dad"?
MF not dead.
Oh, MF not dead.
Yes.
Mildred Filmer.
Right. Of course.
That's what Dave Ennett's favorite line, I think.
MF? We'll continue to have casting announcements about the show and eventually where it'll be put up for rehearsals and ultimately when we'll start blowing Hamilton away.
And when,
correct.
And when we can start doing interviews with the cast.
Red carpet interviews.
Red carpet interviews. That's right. That's right. And big. Andrea, if you could do that for us, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, because I have a red towel.
Okay.
Bring that in.
That's perfect.
We're good to go.
Ribfest opens up out in Naperville today, and this is a big music weekend all over. I mentioned Blake Shelton and Kelly Clarkson. Opening up the DOD Warrior Games this weekend. But on Monday, out in Naperville, Better Than Ezra and the Wallflowers and Trey Mustache.
Oh,
that's
lineup.
On Monday.
It's a great lineup.
So if you don't get tickets for this weekend, and they're at ribfest.net. Let's talk to some actual theater talent. Who is now in studio with us. Broadway in Chicago does this. The Illinois High School Musical Theater Award recipients are here, two of them anyway. And it's nice to be both Justin and Carly. Justin, how do I pronounce your last name?
Smooth.
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 Justin Smooth. And Carly Meyer. Justin is from Bolingbrook and Carly from Northbrook. How are you guys?
I'm good.
We're reviving after an exhausting week.
Crazy times.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, have you done the New York trip yet?
We have.
Yes.
Okay, so you just got back? Yeah. All right, so think about this. You're a couple of high school kids, and you've got musical theater talent. You might want to do something with it. But then you win the award, and you get to go to see the best in the business. You guys went to see the folks on Broadway, right?
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah. See Come From Away, which is a new Broadway musical. It was
right?
Absolutely incredible. It was definitely an inspiration to see those people up there, kind of like a kick to keep moving.
Right, because you go, I want to do that. That's what I want my life to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but didn't you guys do workshops and things too?
We did, and they were taught by like Broadway stars, past, current teachers.
Now, my son was a theater major in college, and so I know the process to some extent. And of course, you all know my incredible acting career as the waiter in Drop Dead Fred, the weatherman in Grumpy Old Men. I don't need to go on. But the fact
is, that's it, right?
Well, there are a couple others.
Oh, okay,
all one line, tremendous performances. But those are movies. Uh-huh. That's the film work.
Yeah,
I have very limited stage experience of stand up.
Well,
but I played The Christmas Tree when I was five. Mm-hmm. In the play at Freeville mm-hmm. Elementary School, and mm-hmm. I felt like I nailed it. But I never was able to go through what you guys went through. So you meet Broadway stars. You're going through these workshops. Well, let me start with you, Justin. Were you nervous?
I was more excited than nervous, I would say.
That's great.
Just because I've loved theater since, I don't even know how old I was. I was obsessed with Julie Andrews as a child, so I just loved musical theater, all
right.
the parts about it.
Right.
So I was excited to get to learn from,
The best.
The pros, absolutely.
So did you have to sing?
Yes.
Right out of the gate?
Lots of it right away.
And did they give you something, or do you come in with a set audition piece?
They give us a selection of songs to choose from, some from certain approved shows, and then we can pick the ones that we're most comfortable with, and then they work through it, help us pick the best ones for the audition.
And Carly, were you together, or was this a different experience for you?
Well, we were together, but we were in different medley groups, so they pick certain people to sing songs from their show and create kind of a medley of different characters all together. So we were separate for that, but usually we were together.
What's the biggest thing you guys learned out of the week?
That this business is like
tough.
It's like being an athlete, like on stage. It's the same amount of work. You're
sure.
constantly training. You're constantly making sure you're eating right things for your voice, for your health. I ended up getting sick last week, and it kicked me in the back. But,
had you been to New York before?
I'd never been to New York
before. Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So your first trip to New York is Broadway. That's it?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was an unreal experience. It was such a great first time.
Yeah, New York's a great place to visit. Don't live there. even if you're doing a show there, don't live there.
Yeah.
Carly, same for you, or where had you been to New York?
I went there for one day, but truly this was my first experience.
Wow.
And I have to say, I love New York, but Chicago is just as good. And it's just so incredible to get to see the two different sides of what city life is.
Well, and Broadway in Chicago makes sure the Chicago theater experience is just as good, if not better, as far as I'm concerned.
Best actor and best actress. It's a huge, huge honor. I guess, what advice would you have? There's so many kids who want to do, I shouldn't say, students. Young adults who want to do
it's okay.
You do.
They know their kids.
Yeah. What advice would you have? You're kind of seasoned now. You're the winners of Best Actor and Best Actress.
But you saw what happened, right? When this was announced, Warren Beatty came out and announced the wrong
names. Oh, I know, right? Yeah, It's not Moonlight.
Yes,
it's La La
yes.
Land.
But what was your question?
What advice you have for younger kids trying to get out there, trying to make it? You know,
little kids trying to get to where you guys are.
Yeah, it's a tough business, and you seem to be doing very well in it.
Well, I would have to say the biggest thing is that in this business, you will have to deal with rejection. And a lot of people, you might feel that you might not be good enough, but you have to understand that it's not personal. You might just not be what they're looking for at the time. And it's really important just to keep your spirits up, because if you keep up with it, these opportunities will come.
Yeah,
exactly. Like 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a no. And you just got to kind of look at the no's as like, maybe not right now, but you know, you got to keep going on that, because 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get a job.
Be positive, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very positive.
Let me throw this out there. I can almost give both of you a definite yes. I just want you to think about this. Miller Jr., you'd be wonderful. Abigail's the daughter.
It's a dream role of mine.
And I'm telling you.
I can't wait.
Wasn't Abigail red-haired, too?
Abigail was red-haired, yes. Yeah. Yes. We auditioned at the VFW Hall.
Hey, you guys practice this. We'll get back to you, John.
Yes, yeah, they have people to talk to, John.
Talk to our people, Maine. John.
By the way, let me mention some of the other winners, too, because the school should be recognized. Mm-hmm. Best Production Award went to York Community High School. Yep. Best Direction Award to Lauren Condon and Brian Wand.
Ooh.
I think it's Wand, right?
Wand, that's my teacher.
Is it the Grosh Award or Grosh? The Grosh Award for Best Scenic Design went to Cary Grove High School. The Jimmy Awards, of course, named after James Niederlander.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice selection
of
the best in theater. What year are you guys at school?
I'm going into my sophomore year.
And I just graduated my senior year.
Dude, where are you going to school?
Indiana University.
I don't know their theater program. I assume it's one of the best?
It is. It's a newer program, but it's really up and coming. It's 15 students a year, generally.
15? Wow. Nicely done by you. And I'm sure your parents are pleased, because if they only pick 15, your parents aren't paying for all of that. So good for you. And as a sophomore, you got a couple of years to figure this out. But do you have any target in mind?
Well, I have a few schools that I'm looking at. But for right now, I'm kind of deciding on what I really want in terms of schools. Do I want an acting-based school or a singing-based school? It's like very broad.
John, what was your process when you chose a school? Anyone that would take you?
I open the book.
Right.
And whatever page.
Right. And whatever page, the school selection book.
And I didn't get that one.
Well, I'm really proud of you guys. Congratulations to you. And it's just exciting times for you, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So you're just going to screw around all summer? You're going to try to keep your chops up and do something else?
I am actually going to be taking some classes at down the street, the Goodman Theater.
Oh, that dump.
hardly, yeah.
I was casted in the pre-Broadway production of Trevor at Writers Theater, so that's what I'll be doing this
summer. Awesome.
So, yeah. What did you do on your summer break?
I'm just like...
Worked at the Jewel?
Yeah. Working the drive-thru one more time.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing. Absolutely.
You want to say hi to anybody since you're on the show?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Good call.
Hi, Ella. Hi, Mr. One. Hi, Ms. Condon. Hi, Kelsey.
Nice job getting that in. And if you want to be a part of Broadway in Chicago's Illinois High School Musical Theater Awards, don't know how, Broadway in Chicago, there's a million links. Go to the website, follow it there, ask your questions, and make sure your school's theater program is properly represented.
Yeah, and get involved with Broadway in Chicago, too, because they have all kinds of great workshops, like the ones that you guys participated in on June 5th. So great workshops out there for you guys.
Nice job, and thanks to all the sponsors as well. It's a great program. So give me your first interview after you win your first Tony.
All right, I will.
All right, thanks, man.
I'll call you.
We're old friends. I'll call you. How Hollywood did that sound?
Wow. Have my people.
They
we'll
got
have my
it
people.
Down, right? Down.
He doesn't even need an agent to blow me off.
It's a story of deal making.
Don't want no slave. State. We're compromising because it makes our country great. Won't change one thing. Now. We both agree, you keep your slavery, and just let the North States be. Come on! Compromise, compromise, compromise now. Compromise, compromise, compromise now. Compromise, compromise, compromise now.
Millard, coming soon.
I think it's clear, Millard, M-I-L-L-A-R-D, will blow Hamilton out of the water.
Not even a poor, I feel bad for Lin-Manuel Miranda, sort of.
John, were any animals hurt during the recording of that song? Because
yes.
That note at the end sounded painful.
I know. That, it really did. Makes me laugh.
At 9:26, you're doing stand-up this weekend. Where?
Actually, no.
Oh, you're off this weekend.
No, I am off this weekend.
Wow.
How great is that?
Well, that's even cleaner then because we can plug our friend Tom Cotter who's coming in here.
Oh, I know. That is perfect, actually.
If you remember Tom Cotter on America's Got Talent, was it 2 years ago, I think?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Finished second to a dog act, which is so good for your act. You don't want to win. I mean, aside from the money and the steady gig, you don't want to win. You want to finish second to a dog act because that's 15 minutes of new material.
That's right. That's right.
9:27. Tom will join us here coming up in a little bit. And we're on CLTV and 720 WGN. We are keeping an eye on the Donald Trump Twitter feed. Mm-hmm. We have kept you up to date throughout the morning. His level of embarrassment today has been less, certainly, but it would be hard to top yesterday. For those of you who haven't caught up with the follow-up, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski addressed it this morning on their own program and said that they're fine, they're not in trouble, they're okay, but America's in trouble with this president. And I echo that because they are talk show hosts on a cable network that has some ratings challenges. He is the president of the United States. You cannot be the child that he continues to be. And by the way, a really bad child. A child with really bad parenting. Lashing out, talking about women's appearances, things of that nature. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the deputy press secretary, stood up yesterday, said America elected a tough, smart president. He's neither. Tough is standing up to Vladimir Putin and telling him to stay out of our elections or there's going to be consequences. Tough is not talking about a woman's appearance and lying about it, as a matter of fact, as well, for facts. Donald Trump is not well. And I don't mean that in a sympathetic or empathetic way, because the country's more important than he is.
And Kelly,
and he's an embarrassment.
Kellyanne Conway rolled out in front of the morning talk shows today, again, forced to defend actions, defend the tweets. She said the president has every right to fire back when he's attacked. Not condemning the tweets at all.
Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and anybody, male or female, that defends them have to go home and explain to their children why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And also have to look themselves in the mirror. You know, they're not the president of the United States. I don't know how you do it. At some point, is the job worth it? I don't know how Reince Priebus is still in the job. Anybody associated with this guy historically will be remembered in a very negative way. And anybody associated with this guy going forward better hope that some affiliate of Fox News will hire them.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand the Republican Party, a party that I've been quite fond of for a long, long time in my life, could be this unidentifiable at this point. There's nothing about what the Republicans are doing that is anything close to the core of any Republican ideals. They're an embarrassment. And the Democrats are just buffoons because they can't find a way to exploit the fact that the Republicans can't do anything with control of Congress and the White House because they're too busy watching firecracker Donnie in the White House blowing up every day's news cycle. And Mitch McConnell, the creep who runs the Senate, can't get health care done. Paul Ryan has somehow lost his backbone. It's just a hot mess completely. Meanwhile, the Democrats in Springfield are completely destroying the state of Illinois. How about David and Lise today getting it done?
Way to go,
actually, guys. Done by both of them. David Miranda and Lise.
Thank you for making it easy, guys.
Absolutely.
Full sitting ovation.
Yeah, full sitting ovation. Sitting in for the soon-to-be-fired Sandberg and Jacobson because, I mean, we don't need them.
Poor Sandberg and Jake.
Getting it done. Yesterday, Sandberg and Jake are in the office and... And you know me, sometimes I'm here till 10:45. I mean, it's a long day. And I looked at both of them and I said, I changed my mind. I don't want you to take off tomorrow. I need you to come in. And they both said, well, that's not happening. And they laughed and they left.
Oh.
That's the kind of respect I command around here.
And now you're getting the last word.
Well, I was a little concerned because David Miranda is constantly being written up by you people in the newsroom. It's nothing but trouble.
We love him.
And Lise, I mean, Lise has made it very clear she is not a fan of this show.
What are you talking about?
Between the two of them.
Getting up this early.
Between the two of them, I thought we'd have trouble. But they've done a great job this morning. So that's why they get the full sitting ovation.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, nicely done by both of you.
All right, I expect a bottle of tequila or something, or vodka. Or...
All right, don't push it.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
944, live on 720 WGN and CLTV. John DeCoste is here, and Tom Cotter's here. Didn't you work with Tom a while back, John?
We did, and it's funny. We've both been doing this. I've been doing this even longer than Tom, but the first time we worked together was a year and a half ago in Columbus.
In Columbus, yeah.
It's a good club.
Great club.
It is a wonderful club.
We were talking about you losing to a dog act on America's Got Talent.
And why would you do that?
Well, the reason is because I said outside of the $1 million and the regular gig, losing to the dog act is 15 new minutes. I mean, that's a kind of a win.
That's it. Thank you for putting lipstick on that pig. But yes, I did lose to a dog act, and I suppose that is the silver lining to that bleak cloud.
You were great on that show.
Well, you're very kind.
And that's you really were. And that's not people wouldn't understand unless they do it. But telling jokes in a room of 200 drunks who paid a minimum is one thing, but going in front of that crowd, which is, I think, by law, 80% screaming teenagers that are brought in by bus and doing comedy. That's not easy.
Yeah, and they're the kids who vote. You know, the voting kids are the kids who tweet in their votes.
Exactly.
And, you have to appeal to that wide swath of humanity.
But was it fun, or was it a lot of work, or both?
Both. It was, I was very stressed. I was 15 pounds lighter, had acne and diarrhea. I was nervous as can be.
You're talking about the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And, if 40 million eyeballs on you, it's a lot of people,
And it changed your life, I would assume.
For the better, yeah. It was good.
Because it's not hard getting gigs after that show.
It's, your flavor of the month, and it's 5 years removed now, and we're still, people still come out.
Has it been 5 years?
Yeah, it was. We were season 7, so.
Wow.
First year of Howard Stern.
Howard,
I
hope you had a good experience with Howard. Howard is a good guy, though people who don't like him would never believe that.
Yeah, he was.
But
great
he really
to me.
Is a nice guy.
Great to me, and his wife Beth is a doll, and they were really good at both my wife and I. So
yeah, what's the first gig you got off the show?
Well, we had to
specifically
go.
Because of the.
We were obligated, contractually obligated, to go to Las Vegas and do 4 months of their America's Got Talent live show because they lock you in early.
Oh, I did not know that.
They make you sign something in the unlikely event you make the finals that you are their indentured servant. And so for 4 months, you had to turn down the best paying gigs you ever got, Steve. Corporate gigs that paid me literally 10 times more than I had ever been paid before, we had to say no to because I had to go do the Dancing Monkey show in Las Vegas for four months.
And where did you do it?
At the Palazzo, part of the Venetian, the Palazzo Theater. And it was the only ones happy to be there were the dogs because they knew they weren't getting screwed. Everybody else was miserable. The juggler was miserable. The sand artist was miserable. The harp was, I was miserable. We were all miserable. The dogs were the only ones wagging their tail the entire 4 months. But then after you get out of that, then you can go and reap your rewards. And that's what we've been doing since. So it's been great.
And how is your family?
Family's well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. And you're at the Improv this weekend?
I am at the Improv. Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. And if you don't come out, you hate freedom because it's the 4th of July.
That's certainly clear.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Has the act changed since you got all that exposure?
Well, obviously, I had to add the 15 minutes of hating dogs after that.
Right. And you were a dog lover prior to that, I'm sure.
I still love dogs. We have a lab. It's a meth lab, but we guard it with pit bulls. Hello, everybody. Try the veal. But it took my kids a couple years to ask for a dog after the show, but we finally got a dog, and we do love dogs.
And how old are your kids now?
The twins are 14, and the youngest is 9.
And are they funny?
They think they're hysterical. They are mistaken quite often, but sometimes they make me laugh. They're my muse now.
My kids thought I was funny pretty much until they got to college, and then the truth came out. Kids, I never had to go through the eye-rolling stage and all that. Now, my daughter's favorite thing is let it go, Dad, because, if I think something's funny, I will bury it. I'll bury it. I'll hit you over the head with it for a week and a half.
No.
Just milk it to death.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the premise of this show, really, now that I think about it. But do your kids think you're funny?
They laugh at me more than with me, perhaps, but they laugh. But, your kids, when they get to college, they should have said, I'll shut up because this is paying for my college.
Yes.
I can't besmirch my dad because he's paying for this. So
what you said, homie.
Yeah.
We're street now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is out of my
And when you run into people now because people recognize you, even though you said you're 5 years down the road, what do they say?
I can't believe you lost to a dog act. You know, I started. A lot of people tell me they stopped watching the show after that season because of that. But you know, I don't. You know, it was okay.
You know, what shape is TV in now? You know, you turn on primetime television, and there are a few of these reality shows that I think are pleasant. You can watch them with your kids; you're okay. But there's so much crap.
I know. And I thought reality TV was going to be a fad, and everyone did. And now, obviously, we hated it because it killed the sitcom, as you know. You know,
it took so many people out of jobs.
Yeah. But now, if you can't beat them, join them. And so everybody's doing these reality shows because that's they want that primetime exposure.
Can we agree that what we need a lot more of, though, are home improvement shows and bridal shows? I mean, do we not have enough of those?
Certainly not enough of those, yeah.
And B-list celebrities, too.
And more Kardashians. We need more of that.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know how much television you're seeing. Apparently, I'm seeing more than I think. But one of the great things about growing up in the 70s when dinosaurs roamed the earth was the Gong Show.
Oh, it's back on.
But it's awful.
I didn't see it. I talked to someone earlier tonight. Mike Myers is the host.
Mike Myers is the host as a Scottish guy, which, you know, was funny once. And I love Mike Myers. But what was the greatest thing about the Gong Show? It was like a cable access train wreck.
Yeah.
And they've actually tried to turn this into a television show.
Remember Gene, the dancing
machine? Oh, my God. It was tremendous.
He was great.
It was great. And the Unknown Comic.
The Unknown Comic was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So television offers.
Chuck Barris. For me?
Yeah.
I just got a deal with HBO. It's $79 for the year. And no. Sorry. It's an old joke. No, you know, I was doing
Never Not Funny.
Red Eye was my show. I was a regular on that, and they just canceled it. So I don't know what's going to happen. That was my Fox.
Right. With Greg Gutfeld and those guys.
And yeah. I still do Kennedy every once in a while and the stuff on Fox Business. But, we'll see what happens. We got a little pilot that we're whoring around now like we do. But I've shot a million pilots. I've shot more pilots than Al-Qaeda. Hello, Tom Cotter. And who knows what's going to happen with these things? You never know.
I think, couldn't you maybe switch that up? I shot more pilots than Navy SEALs shot terrorists. No, it's too long.
It's too long.
It's too many words.
Brevity is the soul of wit, Steve.
Went dark really fast.
Hardcore dark. You know, I hang the ISIS flag in front of my home though, because I can't afford a home security system. So now my house is under 24-hour surveillance by the FBI, CIA, NSA for free.
Yeah, you got black cars up and down the street.
Yeah,
you never have to worry.
Yeah, it's like an Uber.
Nobody's coming over to borrow stuff from you.
Nobody.
Hang on a second. We'll come back. Improv.com, I'm assuming? Chicagoimprov.com.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, Chicagoimprov.com. And John will ask you hard-hitting personal questions that are none of his business when we come back.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Stand by for that. It is 9:52, Pete's in for Bill and Wendy today.
Yes, he is.
So Pete McMurray will be in. Pete, of course, still waiting for me to die. Because he wants this show.
I think he just came in and just to see how you were feeling genuinely today, don't you?
Yeah, he goes, oh, damn, he looks like he's okay.